This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, hello.
Hello. This is Kimber.
Hi.
It's producer Rami here. Hi.
Where's Kimber?
She's off with Ben Cousins. They've gone for a little runny poos up and down Jacob's Ladder. Have you heard from her yet? How's she going?
I haven't heard from her. I know that she has been stressing out about this ever since we told her to wear something she can exercise in yesterday.
Yeah, about that. Right? I saw what she took off in.
What did she wear?
Her exercise gear.
Yeah.
Do we need to take her to like a Lululemon or
This is Kimber we're talking about.
I know it's Kimber we're talking about.
She doesn't exercise.
She looks like she's in something that she bought from the bowels of Kmart for $2.
Probably exactly what she did.
That's somebody pulled out from a box out the back of the factory from the 90s that was still laying around. This floral piece or whatever it was. Is she good? I think we need to take her to get her some actual like PE Nation gear or something like that.
Well, what's she going to do with that?
Sit around on the couch or go out for coffee with the girls. That's what we all do in our bloody gear.
That's right. But look, I've got to say though something. We sent Kimber out to do this Jacob's Ladder thing to warm up for the HBF run for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way we came to that is we had a meeting with the big boss and Kerrod, and we're thinking, what can we get Ben to do? And we landed on, him doing something with Kimber, not you.
Mm.
Why?
Because
I feel like on behalf of myself, Kerrod and Speedy, the boss, we want to say we love you. We're very sorry. We've put you through a lot lately.
Is this an intervention? What's going on?
It's not an intervention. It's the exact opposite. I just want everyone to know, the Mix fam to know, that for those who might think we put Pete through the ringer a bit too much, we do like to spread it out a little bit. Hence why Kimber's out there doing Jacob's Ladder and you're not.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And the reason I'm saying this is because, of course, if you caught the podcast, what are you looking around for?
Because I'm nervous that something's going to... Because I feel like you're taking a long time to set this shit up.
No.
I'm nervous that something's going
to
happen.
I'm genuinely trying to say we love you and we're sorry that we put you through a bit of shit lately. Okay? Yesterday was the two-meter python in the studio. You can hear that on March 19 podcast.
I shit myself. I absolutely shit myself.
Do you have a bit of audio there for your reaction, actually?
It is here somewhere.
I cut this bit out.
No, don't. Mate, it's just the podcast. People can hear how this shit comes together.
This is Pete's reaction when I laid a two-meter python on the back of his neck.
And look, you shouldn't feel bad.
Fuck, man.
My partner was not happy yesterday because he loves you.
I love him too. He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
And he told me I'm a shit person.
My soul left my body yesterday when you did that. I was
really
sorry. I was so tired.
Did you tell Liz, your partner?
Yeah, can't remember.
Good. Nah, that's good.
I can't remember if I told Liz or
not. I'm hoping you didn't tell her. And look,
you know what it's like though with like Liz at the moment when it comes to the shit that's happening here to me? Like I don't think much of it comes up because now I just find it pretty standard that something's going to happen to me at some point.
That's right. And that's why, and as you'll hear in this podcast, the second thing we put you through.
The milk experiment.
You got drenched in a litre of milk.
And you'll also hear what that has to do with your eye.
Horse semen?
And horse semen. And the stories that we got.
What is happening to our show?
I love it so much. I can't believe this morning. I can't believe we live in a world now where our show on Mix. Yeah, I got to tell you something here. I grew up listening to Mix 94.5.
It was not the same Mix, was it?
No. Like 20 years I've been in this industry, and as part of that, I've been a part of Mix at various stages, including the Fred Boddicka days and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? When my parents were listening to this radio station, the classic What's Happening of the Morning was Fred and Lisa and Captain Paul would spend an entire morning talking to people about what day their bins were going out. Right? And here we are. coming into work going, what's happening this morning? Oh, okay, we'll do a double barrel phono where we'll ask people what happened to your eye, and also at the same time work in their semen stories. Like, let's... This is the radio station. This is Mix 94.5 2024.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that Boss is our Speedy and I'm the executive producer?
Oh, a little bit, I'd say. Yeah. For the record, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm in love with what we're doing at the moment.
Good. Well, maybe the Mix fam will also love Ben Cousins being on the show this morning.
I think they will. Ben Cousins had a huge surprise for Kimber, which we'll hear. We chatted with Gavin Gray from the UK, our man inside the castle walls of the United Kingdom, what's going on with the royals.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Something's up.
We spoke to people about their stories about how they justify vandalizing someone's property.
Naturally.
So people called us, they told us what they did. Someone flipped a car.
Yeah.
But they had a justification for it. Jack Black, I really, you know what, honestly, the Jack Black audio we heard this morning made me go, shit, I'm looking forward to this interview.
What, today it did?
Yeah,
not
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah. Not yesterday. Yesterday was a shit show. It was an absolute basket case. Can
you tell me something about Pete, my co-host? Tell me something about my co-host. Oh, yeah. Pete.
What do you expect? Everything. The man hasn't met you.
Yeah, the guy sounded like he was into his 500th interview of the day. Like
probably was.
And if that was the only thing that we'd heard...
Okay.
Earlier in the week, then I would have been like, whatever.
No, it's Kimber we're talking about here. She did an exclusive one-on-one with him, and she would not have gone there for that.
Honestly, wait till you hear the audio from her little preview today of some of the shit that happened in that interview. Oh, my God, looking forward to it. Friday morning, 8 o'clock, the full thing, and yay or nay on the way, which is always a fun one. This one was very you today. Like, I feel like we learned a lot about you today.
I hate a certain James Bond character.
Yeah, that, amongst other things.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
The only place in Perth you're going to hear Ben Cousins and his journey with Dancing with the Stars is right here. And he's with us now. Good morning to you, mate.
Yeah,
welcome back
morning
to Perth.
Yes. Back into the swing. Nearly back into the swing.
Swing. Is that a giveaway? Did you do the swing?
Oh, wow.
See, Dancing with the Stars. They keep everything very secretive.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, which is hard for me because I like talking about it.
We could accidentally blow it at each
other. I wasn't on a show, you know. I was sort of in denial. Like the 6 days of rehearsal and just training, I loved. But then the whole performance side of it was a different story.
Oh, mate, we can't wait. When we came over to see you over in Sydney to come and catch up with you and see you do your thing, it was a lot of fun. And we bumped into James Stewart, who plays Justin on Home and Away.
What
who's
a
also
nice guy.
Lovely guy, right? He's also one of the contestants on Dancing with the Stars. And he joined us last Friday ahead of the Channel 7 Mandurah Crab Fest because he was cooking down there, right? And he told us a little bit about what was going on with you lads as you were meeting each other and learning to dance.
Ben and I and the boys in the dressing sheds, the banter was so good. It just helped us all kind of get through the very scary moments where we all thought, what have we signed up for, you know, because we're not used to this kind of workload. You know, you're lifting a human, as the fellas, you're lifting a girl 4 hours a day.
On the money there?
Yeah, what a nice guy. You know, it was very, it was just like being in a football change room.
Was it really?
You know? And I couldn't have been more surprised. Like the camaraderie, but the humour, especially us blokes that, you know, we had our own dressing room. It really was one of the things that made the experience. And he's a really good guy. I remember seeing him the first time we met. I said I was rapt that he was doing the show. I said when I was away staying at the care of Her Majesty, I never missed an episode of Home and Away. So it was good to then, you know,
right,
strike up a friendship and have some laughs. And he goes, "You serious?" I said, "Mate, never even looked like missing an episode."
I had to figure out what you were trying to get out there, but now I got it right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, look, it was such a privilege and we loved being on set, like being there and seeing how it's all set up, and it was just excellent. And we were very impressed by the way you danced, actually, because we weren't sure what to expect. But there was one section I went off to get my makeup done. We were having a bit of playtime in the makeup room where they were zhuzhing me up. Mm. And Pete was watching one of your rehearsals through a couple of crates. So he was doing this really tiny little video between the crates where we weren't really supposed to be watching. And Pete seems to think he's some sort of dance expert now.
Oh, does he?
And he's come in with this review.
Oh.
Queen's there. Look, this one's buddy. Look at him, look at him, look at him. Go, Benny. Go, Benny.
We've got to have a chat to him. He looks very stiff.
Now, does he, Pete? You want to elaborate?
Well, I just felt like, you know, I wanted to see a little bit more fluid through the body.
You and me
like,
both, yeah. Let me tell you. It's funny because, yeah, just that whole performance side of it. A lot of the rehearsing, you know, would involve us filming, how, you know, our progress and where I was at. And then when it came to performing in front of people, cameras, crowd, all that, the adrenaline, it was so easy just to go back into old habits and, you know, old habits of just tightening up, you know, shoulders
really?
Tight, you know, you'd lose your neck, all the things that...
But it's just like funny. You know, you just ignore the crowd, Benny.
Well, that's such a big part of the show is to be able to perform the dance and let it all hang out. And that was the thing that I really grappled with, especially early. I found myself enjoying that part of the process more as it went on, but early on especially. But
did he accidentally give us an exclusive then?
Apparently, yeah. Looks like
never
it.
Mind. Yeah. We'll pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah. Mate, we heard you learn a bit of boot scooting while you were over there? Can you show us a bit? Go on.
Hey.
I didn't learn much boot scooting, I must admit, but I did play around. We were playing around with a few, Texas Hold'em, you know, Beyonce,
Beyonce.
Stuffing
on.
Around with
stand
it.
Stand up, show
come
us
on,
a little
mate.
Bit. Come on,
give us your Beyonce TikTok.
Come on, stand up.
Your dance
please.
Partner, Siobhan, told us that she taught you.
I've been embarrassed enough here.
Come on,
I need to have a look at it, but I will send it in for you, I promise you. Come on.
You're not going to do it, are you? Come on.
He's gone shy.
I have gone shy.
I'll stand up and do it with you.
Do you know how to do it, Pete?
Absolutely not.
Could you teach Pete how?
I'd have to think about what I was doing.
Here we go.
They're up and at him.
Ben, Ben, just get into it. We don't have all the time. This is only a 3-minute song, Ben.
Wow, look at him go, though. He's working those steps. Benny, if nothing else,
no, I come back to the microphone.
If nothing else, you've opened up those hips like you promised you would.
Certainly has.
Yeah,
look a little looser, which is good.
Yeah. But
we'll put that up on the Mix socials.
Oh,
by the
that'd
way.
Be great. Thanks.
Ben,
be wrapped for that.
Apparently, you and I are going to hang out after the show.
About time.
Look, I enjoy your company, but I'm given that someone's told me to wear fitness gear, I'm less interested in hanging out with you today.
Listen, people wear fitness gear all day these days.
That's true.
You know, that, don't read too much
into
that.
Yeah, we're just cleaning the house, I'm sure.
I mean, where's this beep test taking place? Is it a beat test? Tell me
beat
it's a beat test.
Did you want to do a beat test?
Yeah. No, that's my worst nightmare.
We can do a beat test after we're done. We're done, we could maybe do a beat test if you'd like to do a beat test.
Weren't you just talking this morning? Like this morning you were saying to me how much fun you love beat tests and how you just really enjoy them.
Well, I think every good fitness campaign should start with a couple of stints up Jacob's Ladder.
Oh,
but maybe we could do the fitness test after that.
That's a great idea.
We could do
closed.
The beat test after that.
I think the ladder's closed.
It's not at the moment.
No, it's not.
But
no.
Oh.
I mean, hang on a second. Here, just really think about it. You and Ben Cousins, Jacob's Ladder. just get it in. Just picture it. Picture it. How many times have you done Jacob's Ladder this morning already?
I'm yet to do it. I'm yet to do it, but I'm looking forward to getting up there.
Is it tough? Is Jacob's Ladder bloody tough?
Oh, you'll be fine. This will be a walk in the park for you.
Mate, can I just say, people go to Jacob's Ladder because they're really serious about their fitness. And the people that are there this morning, I'm just going to be in their way.
No,
and I'm making people of Perth angry.
We're all business this morning. We're all busy.
You haven't, mate. I haven't exercised in about a decade.
When's the last? How many times have you done Jacob's Ladder in your life?
I don't even know where Jacob's Ladder is. I don't know how to get there.
That is the way to do it.
Like,
you know
it's Kings
that
Park.
That is the way to do it.
I don't know how to get there.
It's a lovely view. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk through Kings Park with me, Benny? I reckon I can talk him round. Think I'm going to go to Jacob's Ladder. I reckon by the time we get in the car and get down there, I'm going to talk him into walking through the park with me instead.
Yeah. Benny, are you a Jack Black fan? Tenacious D.
Yes, I love
Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. Right. This is the... I'm kind of with Kimber a little bit here because this is the woman who was told specifically by one of the biggest movie companies in the world, no, you can't bring that dog guitar in here and still somehow managed to get it in there and get him playing it. The audio will hear Friday morning at 8.
Wow.
But yeah, so I don't know, mate. By the time you come back, all they will hear probably you guys caught up for coffee and ice cream.
In our gym gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete and Kimber.
Just a heads up, if you do have little kids in the car, a little ears warning for you here, things could get a little bit messy, so feel free to turn the radio down. But Kimber, it's been quite the couple of days.
Oh, it's been a week. I mean, you guys are really bringing some stuff to us that make me more and more nervous every day to be on live radio. Because we just never know when we have to go, whoop, can't say that on air.
Well, we had Trish. All right. Oh, Trish on Monday gave us this absolute gem. Worst injury, best caller wins. What do you got?
Okay. I got dog semen in my eye.
We didn't see it coming. We really didn't.
Neither did she.
No.
So, yes, we were doing give us your best call about your worst ever injury.
And I feel like that was probably the only time, one of the few times we've said that word on our show.
Semen.
Yes. And yet... the very next day.
Hello, Catherine.
My job was to guide the stallions into the mare to make sure that they did their job. And he was only a young stallion and he all over me from head to foot. It was the most disgusting thing that's ever happened.
Why did we beep ejaculated?
Because it's too early.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's before 7.
I've had to give you a list of words that you can use to just to stop you saying the word semen on
there. Oh, this is really good.
Because
this
I just don't really want to hear it anymore. It's too early. It's a bit much. We all get it. Yes, it's natural. I get, but no.
This is Kimber's list of pre-approved semen alternatives.
I mean, they're not actual alternatives. They're just words.
Daddy sauce.
Don't read them out like a list. You can just use them anytime you feel that you're accidentally going to say the word. You can replace it with that.
Okay. I feel like I'm accidentally going to say the word right about now.
No.
Gentleman's relish.
Stop doing a list. Pete, I want to do something else. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
I want to do Elmi.
I wanted to because of Trish.
Yeah, because like she got something in her eye.
Love liquor in her eye.
And it was really... it was really uncomfortable and awful for her. And I was like, we could do an Almy Eye where like people could just call up with any stories of times that they have hurt their eye and something's happened to their eye.
That
and you would
like
love
fun.
That because it's gross and you like hearing stories that make you squirm. And so
semen stories.
No, I've just given you an entire list of words to use.
Sorry, Pearl Jam stories. Why don't we do that instead? That's a bit more fun. We've had 2 days of... there's got to be more out there.
No.
How about instead of our Mi'ai, we do stories when you were hit with the tadpoles of life. Thank you, Chris and Bertram.
Look, I'm going with our Mi'ai. And if anyone calls with your stories, that's on them.
You're not saying no.
But
we've had 2 days asking for something completely unrelated to semen...
I've given you a whole list of words. Honestly, what was it like for your parents to raise you? Like, how many times do you have to give a kid an instruction?
Oh, many times. Often I'm not paying attention. Okay, love liquor. I'll say love liquor instead. All right? Sugo de coq.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, what the hell? Rami.
Oh, my God.
Is that from your personal collection?
Almy eye.
Or semen stories. Are you okay? Love liquor. Stories about love liquor. And Pearl Jam and buttermilk. And tadpoles of life. And gentleman's relish. And daddy sauce.
All right. Robin Morley.
Yes, go on.
Almy eye. I'm hoping. Rob, is it an eye story?
It is an eye story, yeah.
Oh, okay. Phew. Okay. Yep. All right. What happened to your eye?
Go on, Rob. What do you want?
Basically, my last job I was operating a steel mill, and I did some repairs with a grinder and got seven pieces of metal in my eye.
Seven pieces.
There's a sharp metal in my eye. I had to scrape that with a needle from a hospital. Took about 3-4 times.
That's not just add a couple of eye drops and blink it out, is it?
No, it was scraping with a needle. You could have to have the machine hold your eyeballs open, and yeah, it was pretty sore.
Yikes.
Poor
Rob. That's ow me eye.
Okay, so that's definitely, right.
Okay.
Alison in Fremantle.
Morning.
Alison,
morning.
Is this a story about ow me eye?
Or are we bantering about buttermilk?
When my mum was a kid, she was playing cowboys and Indians and she got an arrow in her eye.
Wow.
And she's now in her 70s and she's still blind in that eye.
Oh, wow. Alison.
That is such a bad injury. Like trying to get your kids not to play with arrows.
Yeah. Cowboys and Indians. It's funny because that story, the first few words of that story, that could have gone anywhere.
I wasn't sure. I'm nervous every time you pick up a phone.
I'm excited this because the caller has asked to remain anonymous.
Oh, no.
So, anonymous.
This is obviously not about an eye, is it, Anonymous?
All right, Anonymous. Come on, Anonymous. Hit me with it. Pearl Jam.
All right.
Love Liquor. Lyonnaise. What have you got? We're just going straight for Heartland Semen Stories. What is it? What have you got for us?
So, one evening after special cuddles, fell asleep quite contentedly. Was working at the school at the time, conjunctivitis was going around.
Yeah.
And the next morning I said to my husband, oh, my God, I've got conjunctivitis. I couldn't open one eye or my eyelashes are stuck together. And he said to me, honey, just go and wash your face and it'll be fine. And it was, what did you say? It was gentleman's relish.
Yeah, that's the same. It's really nice Speedos weather, apparently, Kimber.
Well, you're in them, so it must be.
Now, look, I'm in the dark as much as you are. I know it's 7 o'clock.
You're so compliant. If the producers say, hey, Pete, for no reason, throw your Speedos on, you just go, all right.
I trust them.
You don't ask questions?
I trust Rami. I trust him.
The same guy who put a snake on your back yesterday and scared you.
That's in the past. All right. Hello.
I'm also just a bit
Rami.
Curious, you know? I just want to know.
Why we love Pete. So yesterday something happened on the show, and Pete, I saw your eyes glisten when this happened. So we spoke to Catherine about her getting a certain fluid all over her. Just press play on this piece of audio there.
My job was to guide the stallions into the mare to make sure that they did their job. And it was only a young stallion, and he all over me. From head to foot, it was the most disgusting thing that's ever happened.
How much of it was there, Catherine?
I don't know, probably about 3 or 4 litres, maybe.
3 or 4 litres. Hang on a second.
If you missed that, that was Catherine saying that one of her stallions had produced some liquid all over her, and it wasn't urine.
It was gelatinous.
It was gelatinous. And
you...
about 3 to 4 litres of the stuff. Pete, your eyes glistened.
No.
This is the best.
No.
Because you have been so naughty this morning.
Absolutely
and I
not.
Have been annoyed so, having to take care of you just and to keep you in yes. not like to behave yourself and you're going to get...
You're not doing this to me.
Just to
no
describe
way.
What Pete's seeing right now. We've got one of those kitty shell pools over a tarp in the studio.
No!
I've got 4 litres of skim milk for you.
Oh, okay, thank
just
God.
Just skim, that's not the most gelatinous it could be.
It's just milk.
It's a bit watery. Oh.
Just to what did you think we were going to do?
Mate, I would not put it past you to bin out one of the studs out in Armadale or something yesterday collecting some.
Get in the shell and maybe, do we have some horse music maybe just to kind of celebrate
horse
this moment?
Music?
Horse music.
Just yeah. rolling out Casablanca. Right, some...
There we go. Oh. That's my one.
Okay.
Pete, when was the last time you climbed into one of these kitty clam pools? Are you going to fit in that thing?
No, over summer.
Oh, did you? Well, there you go, horses.
Beautiful. All right, get in the shell. We're going to film this for socials. You can check it out.
Wait, this music makes it sound romantic.
Well, I mean, really, when you think about it, isn't it?
This is so romantic.
Okay, hang on.
Get in the shell. In the shell. In the shell.
Oh, I'm getting blindfolded, Kimber.
Oh, no, but the whole point was you can get it in your eyes. Remember? People get it in their eyes.
Why am I getting blindfolded, Rum?
So you can really be immersed in the stuff.
Okay. This song is really making it awkward in here. Feels like you're trying to make it sexy.
Did you pull those bottles of milk out of the work fridge nice and early?
So, oh, straight in.
Oh, God.
Poured it straight so on.
Oh, it's so cold.
Oh, wow. Rami's face looks a little bit like he's enjoying it too much.
Do you like that?
It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth.
That's what the callers were saying before.
Guys, I feel like this is an HR issue. Like, if anyone, like, when human resources see the video of Pete curled up in a fetal position in the clam pool while Rami pours milk all over him.
Oh, it's so cold. I've got brain freeze.
I mean, better you than me, I feel. How much did you get out there? About a litre? You're not even on the mic. Come over here.
I got about 700 mils out.
700 mils of milk. Is it that bad, Pete?
It's really cold. And it's everywhere.
Doesn't it feel glorious? I mean, like, in the movies, you see, like, gorgeous women bathing in milk baths and, like, with rose petals. And it's meant to be so good for your skin.
It's in my eyes and it's in my ears and it's in my mouth. And I think someone up my nose.
So it doesn't feel as lovely as it's supposed to?
No, it's not as much fun as the videos that I've heard people watch make it look like.
Can you use your outside voice for the first time ever?
His voice is so nice with this music.
I don't know what's just happened to me.
Pete? I'm not going to lie. I've seen you in a lot of compromising positions, and in this one in particular is the most vulnerable I've ever seen you look.
Don't you dare, Rami. You take that away now. Don't you dare.
More milk. Oh, wow. These are going to be awful videos.
The Pete and Kimber podcast. There's just so much news about the Royals happening. In fact, yesterday afternoon, there was even reports that King Charles had passed away, which ultimately that's not the case. We thought, great opportunity to cross to our royalist himself, Gavin Gray in the UK.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Gavin. Is this really you? How can we tell? Are we in a safe place?
Are we in a safe space? I mean, gosh, isn't it all kicking off, guys? Amazing days we're living in. Everyone questioning everything and lots of rumours circulating on social media.
All right, so let's go back a little ways to bring people in who haven't been following the story, Gavin. We caught up with you last week initially when that photo of Princess Kate and her three children made it to Instagram, and there was a kill order from all the media agencies around the globe. Speculation is absolutely rife that there's a big reason that she's been missing the last couple of months. Then there was footage of her and Prince William going for a walk, which I want to discuss with you in great detail here. And also, the other thing is, in the last 24 hours, the Russians have said that the King Charles has died. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. A complete and utter chaos, it would seem, wouldn't it? And as soon as the royals try anything to do to dampen down the speculation, which is rife on social media, the worse it seems to get. I really do think they are just like frightened rabbits in the headlights, because they just don't know how to counteract the rumours and counter-rumours. And it must be deeply upsetting for them and indeed relatives and friends who are beginning to wonder probably whether they've been told the truth as well. You know, there's all this talk now that this latest video, which shows Kate shopping with William just down the road from where they live, Adelaide Cottage in Windsor, is stunted up. That in some way there's a well-known professional impersonator that is seen there pretending to be Kate, that it is not Kate at all, it's a body double sort of thing. I mean, this is quite extraordinary. And the more that they try and explain themselves, the worse it seems to get for them.
Gavin, if that was a stunted up piece of footage, why have they got a body double in there? Mate, I'm convinced. I'm sorry. I am drinking the Kool-Aid here, man. I am convinced that is not Kate. I've looked at that. It just that her face doesn't look like Kate. I don't know what it is, but this is not the Kate that I have seen in videos and pictures and all sorts for the last 10, 15 years across our television screen. I'm convinced.
Are you? Well, I know I think it does look like her. Let's bear in mind that actually, of course, the focus isn't great on it. The detail isn't great on it. You know, these things are always difficult to believe, aren't they, with AI around now and how you can manipulate images. And of course, Kate isn't the first person to have manipulated an image, but nor is she new to that particular game, as we now know. But look, I just don't think, I think it's a great conspiracy theory. We love conspiracy theories, but I don't think it's right. And hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, when we get to Easter, we will finally see her back on duty, as she will be right next to and meeting members of the public, and all these rumours will be put paid to. But let us see.
Well, Gavin, I'm thrilled that they're back to top popularity. This is the most popular the Royals have been in ages. But I think on a deeper level, this idea yesterday, you know, that we thought that the Royals, you know, might make an announcement, that we found out the Russians had claimed that King Charles was dead and he's not. Mm. What is the possibility, like the successor of that? How would that roll out right now? Like, if King Charles is actually, we know he's not in good health. If he steps down, which is what some people were suggesting was the rumour was yesterday, then are we ready for King William? Are we ready for this if Kate doesn't exist or she's trapped under the stairs somewhere? Like, what would happen?
Well, I think that if King Charles were to either pass away or decide to step down, and incidentally, I think the latter is phenomenally unlikely. He's waited for 74 years for his chance, and he's not going to give it up lightly. But if for some reason the crown were to pass to William, to be honest, I think lots of people actually would prefer William as king. I think he's much, much more popular than Charles. Partially, you know, that comes with being a younger person, seen as being more vibrant and in touch with younger people.
Hey, Gavin, for you who has lived and breathed the royals for the better part of 150,000 years, like, do you believe we're getting the full truth from the royal family?
I think, what a question. I think we're getting elements of the truth. I don't think we're getting mistruths, but we're only hearing part of the story. For instance, what is Kate actually, what operation did she have?
Mm-hmm.
What cancer does King Charles have? You know, these are questions that I don't think actually we're going to be told anytime soon. And I really do consider that they are in a crisis that they haven't been since Harry announced that he was going off to America with Meghan, since the Prince Andrew crisis.
Well, Gavin, one thing's for certain, looking at the market photos, I think Will looks like he loves his new wife. He looks super happy with her. So I say, for John.
Kimber, you're going to be in big trouble with this, honestly. I mean, you know, the tentacles of the royals reach far and wide, as we know. Seriously, you think 12,000 kilometres will protect you?
Gavin, I don't know if that was a threat or time to wrap things up. Appreciate you catching up with us, mate, and we look forward to catching you again soon. Thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Cheers, guys.
Just a beautiful, beautiful day to be heading out and keying people's cars. It is today. Did you see this video on the news last night?
Yeah. It's bad because it's dash cam video, so they've now caught the guy who did it at Joondalup Shops because the person whose car got keyed submitted the video, and it's like, I mean, he's right there in plain day, right? It's like right in front of him.
Mate, have a listen to this.
Police have this afternoon charged a 76-year-old man over a random car keying incident in Joondalup. Shockingly, the victim of the damage was an amputee parked in a disabled car park.
Dash cam footage shows the man dragging a key down the side of a car and then along its front bonnet.
He kind of had this vindictive look on his face while he did it.
But you've got a theory about this. You're not quite prepared to believe that it, like, his intentions were just nothing but bad.
He's 76 years of age. I get that in lots of cases, as we get older, we're getting angrier.
Yeah.
Right? And that maybe, just maybe he's done it randomly. But I think the look in his eye suggests to me that maybe he couldn't see her Akrod sticker and he's seen her very nice car parked in an Akrod bay. And he has decided, I'm going to teach this person a lesson.
I'm going to get you.
They're not meant to park there.
Now, it flips.
That's what I think it is. I don't know if her Akrod sticker was easy to see. I don't know if it was easily on display. But yeah. I reckon he's looked at her car. Because what kind of car did it look like to you?
It looked like a four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Like a kind of nice
Had the big square bonnet.
And it had very nice striped paintwork and stuff on it. And I think that he's gone, someone's parking in an Akrod Bay where they shouldn't be, and he wanted revenge.
Now, look, it doesn't matter, you know, who you are or what reason or whatever. Like, you damage someone's property, you deserve to get what's coming to you. But I'm not far off from that. I think good people do silly things because they feel that they've got a really justified reason to do it.
That is so true. And I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's what happened in this circumstance. But something about it to me just made me go, why would you be so vindictive unless you felt you had a reason to? Like he felt like he was doing a service. And I think you're right. I do think that good people do wrong things because they think it's justified because someone deserved it or someone wronged them.
Mm.
Like, I had a girlfriend who did it once because she was dating a guy. She had suspicions that he was back with his ex-girlfriend and not being honest about it. And then when me and my girlfriends went out for a night out in the town, she saw his car in a driveway of his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she got out and spray painted the side of his car while we were in the vehicle. Oh, no. Like, she went, just pull over. And we're like, why? Just pull over. Just stop, 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 stop. We stopped and she got out of the car and did it and then got back in the car and went, drive, drive, drive. And we were like, oh, my God. We were like 18. We were freaking out going, what just happened?
Okay, if you're someone out there who's got a story that you can justify about when you vandalize someone's property,
Get it. You're a good person. You normally do the right thing. But every now and then someone wrongs you or something and you think, nah, you deserved that. It was justified.
Okay. Shane in Morley. Good morning, mate. You've got a justified reason why you vandalised someone's property. What happened?
How are you? Anyway, about 20 years ago, my mum and dad divorced and mum moved to a place in Rockingham there and she became friendly with the taxi driver that lived up the road. He's like a nice chap. And she said to all of us one Christmas, do you mind if I invite him over? He's lonely and very nice. And we had a pleasant day, but later that night when everyone went to sleep and there's kids everywhere, he put the hard word on her. And I heard her keep saying, no, 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 this is not the time, place where our kids. And he kept going. So I have yelled out. My mum's told me, don't worry, everything's fine. But then he just kept going. So I'm not very proud of it. The only thing he loved more than her at the time was his taxi. So I went out to Mum's shed and grabbed three different colours of paint and I painted his car all different colours. So, in the morning, my wife and my mum come in and ask to check my hands because, won't say his name, his taxi's out there all graffitied.
Yeah.
And I just smiled and rolled over. But to this day, I'm not overly proud, but
you felt justified.
No, we get it. Yeah.
You felt justified.
Oscar in Trigg, justify us. What happened?
Yeah, good morning, guys. When I was younger, similar sort of thing, my mum was dating this fella, and he wasn't the very nicest to all of us sort of thing. He ended up breaking her heart as well because she was blind to everything and he broke her heart, he cheated on her, and she was, distraught.
Yeah.
So moved on, they broke up and everything, and she didn't get over it for quite a while. So later on in life, I was around about 18, 19, I was at a party and I ended up being around the corner from his house.
Yeah.
So being stupid, young and dumb, and we're all drunk and stuff. I got all the boys, and he had this little mini that he used to absolutely love and always used to go on about how he used to love this mini. And all of the boys, we got together and we stood side by side in the car and we flipped his car on its roof.
Whoa! And also, that would have felt so random because he broke up with your mum years earlier.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, wasn't all even these, recent.
Listen to all these blokes, though, as well, that are like, don't do that to me, mum.
Yeah.
You leave me mum alone.
For mum. But that's why they feel it's justified.
Yeah. Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous. So we're asking for people to justify why they vandalised someone's property. What happened?
Good morning, guys. I was about 21 and I was dating a guy like 7 years older. And he used to do a little bit of international travel, so I would get up in the middle of the night to go pick him up and drop him off. And, I was very convenient to date. And then he stuffed me around for a few years and we broke up. And then he immediately started seeing another woman. And I was a bit stung by how he went about it all.
Mm.
So one night, me and a few friends, we had acquired some smoke flares and we threw a few pebbles at like front windows and the front door, and he came outside and the friends I had, very good mates, they managed to lob one of our little smoke flares into his like front hallway, and it was in the front yard and it was all kind of brick wall and enclosed in this area. So he kind of just got smoke bombed.
She's still giggling. Giggle.
It's like, funny.
Good people do bad things sometimes, Pete.
This is Jack Black with Pete and Kimba on Mix 94.5.
Make no mistake, we are frothing over this. Jack Black in his only Perth interview across everything. Friday morning at 8 a.m, we get to hear the whole thing. But we're getting these little cheeky tasters from you, Kimba.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little, set it up a little bit, let you know what happened. So these things, these sort of media junkets, they run a really tight ship. You've got a certain amount of time. They're like, look, you've got 8 minutes with Jack Black. This is how you have to do it. And they are very specific about the rules and what you can talk about, what you can't, this kind of gear, right? Mm. Now, I had this idea. We wanted to take in this musical instrument. It's a kid's toy. It's basically in the shape of a dog, and it's like it plays acoustic guitar. Imagine like a Fisher-Price type toy.
Okay, yeah,
that
got you.
Plays music, but it's, yep, a guitar. It also has dog sounds. You can play it and it makes dog sounds, right? Now, I had seen him do, of course, Saxaboom, which was Jack Black on Jimmy Fallon playing the Saxaboom, which is like a kid's toy, and I thought, if he sees this, he's going to want to play it.
Yeah.
Now, we were strictly told we weren't allowed to take it in. So I took it in. So I took it in the hope. They said, well, he's not allowed to play it. I said, no, not at all. I'll play it. Mm-hmm. In the hope that Jack Black would see this thing and say, what is that? I want to play it. What I wasn't anticipating is that Jack would say it the second I walked in the room.
Oh, wow.
So what happened was I wasn't even together yet. I had a dog guitar in one arm. I had my bag. I had my book. I had my interview questions. I had everything ready to go.
Yeah.
And he basically went, can I have that? And while I was trying to give it to him, I was like throwing myself down on a chair and like wasn't organized. So I ended up sitting on the microphone.
Are you serious?
Honestly, it was the messiest entrance ever because there was so much going on. There was people talking. The audio and video guys weren't ready because Jack Black started and wanted to play this guitar, yeah, before I even had a chance to like get in there properly.
Is this why we're waiting until Friday? Because it sounds like a disaster.
Mate, it was a mess. Have a listen to this.
It's similar. It's similar.
Oh, I'm sitting on it. There we go. Well, I did. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I have permission to have it here. I was hoping to play it.
Oh, I think it's cool. Well, you have to play it.
If you want a saxophone, but wait,
let's wait until they get the tech figured out here. Are we all good?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
To hold that mic for you while you saxophone.
Oh, are we not? We're on the radio.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll hold your mic if you
need. We're rolling if you want
to
play it.
If you need me to at any time.
It's acoustic as it goes, but you can also set it to dog.
That's crazy. Yes,
so if you
give
want
it to me. I want to play it right now. Will you hold my mic?
Of course. You actually make it sound great. Oh,
I'm good at this instrument.
I mean, you've got extra. If you want, you can play your howling and...
Go see Kung Fu Panda 4. It's a heck of a movie. How do you turn this thing off?
You just stop it there. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
Wow, okay. That is the greatest piece of chaos I've ever heard in my life. I can't believe... And that... Toy that to the
Does it give you any sense of what absolute chaos we created in a place where they're normally really strict.
Yeah.
There's a lot of format.
Well, I was worried because that went for like a minute and 20, that piece of audio there. And I was like, hang on, you've got 8 minutes, a strict 8 minutes, and you've already blown a minute and 20.
While I'm sitting on the microphone. I literally didn't even know it was underneath me.
Unreal. But like, it sounds like then it took off.
But we were friendly, right? Like, it was real cash. Like, that was just hanging out with Jack Black and he was just being totally laid back with me and being...
That's cool.
So I think it set the tone for our really great interview.
Pete and Kimber's Yay or Nay.
Hello, Rami.
Hello. Yay or Nay, got three topics for you. Are we ready?
Mm. Yeah.
Sounds a bit controversial, this first one. Daniel Craig is the best James Bond.
3, 2, 1...
I don't know, yay. I don't think I've seen any.
You haven't seen a single James Bond?
Oh, that's not true. No, I've seen GoldenEye. Which one was that?
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
And I think, I've seen one Daniel Gray. I think, did I see Skyfall?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, not Daniel Gray.
Pete, what do you think? I'm sure he's fabulous.
All right, Pete, what are your thoughts on this one?
I thought he was very good. I'm not passionate enough about James Bond to ever get roped into this conversation because I don't have enough arguments for who's the best one. I just liked him. I thought he was a good one and I thought Pierce Brosnan in the 90s did a good job too.
Well, take a leaflet out of my book. You don't need to know a whole lot to have an opinion. I think he should be put in the bin.
Hey, Rami, how many James Bond films have you ever seen?
Probably like all of them.
He's too old. I mean, how old was Sean Connery when he was rolling it out?
Old.
Like 100.
Well, apparently he's the longest serving James Bond, and they finally put him in the bin. I've got a new one called Aaron Taylor Johnson, who looks...
Aaron Taylor Johnson
is
going to be an amazing James Bond.
Yeah.
Right?
Better than Daniel Craig.
No, I don't know about better than
Daniel Craig. For people who aren't passionate about it, gee, we're talking about it a lot, aren't we?
Yeah. It was the first kick-ass.
Carry on.
I am in charge of Yay and Nay, and you will talk about whatever I suggest. Next one. Divorce rings.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
They are.
Yeah. So Emily Ratajkowski, the model.
Ratajkowski. Are you two okay this morning? Daniel Gray, Emily Ratajkowski.
Come on, the name is pretty hard. Craig is pretty easy. Anyway, she's gone on Instagram and she's shown everyone a photo of her rings. So she, for those who are not aware, she divorced her husband and she's gone on and repurposed her engagement ring.
I didn't even know she was married.
She was. She's divorced now. She's repurposed her engagement ring and she says, I don't think women should be stripped of their diamonds because she's losing a man. And I love that.
It's a pretty ring she's got, but man, there were enough diamonds to spare for her to, like, she could have, you know, hocked one and made another.
You know, on Facebook Marketplace, occasionally I see engagement rings pop up, and like, they're pretty open and honest about the fact that this is an engagement ring.
On Marketplace?
On Marketplace, yeah.
I would not trust Marketplace for an engagement ring.
Not all love works out, guys.
No. So, exactly right, Kimber. Therefore, divorce rings should be a thing. I love that idea. And the final one, pretending you're on the phone to avoid interactions.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nay.
Yay.
Do you do that?
No, 100%. Yep. There are times and places. When you're walking through Carousel, for example, right, and you're walking past the guys who want to sell you hand cream.
Yes.
And you're not interested in buying the hand cream. And having a conversation with them about hand cream, out comes the phone.
That's an interesting approach.
Sorry, bud. I just
take the grown-up approach and go, hi, how are you going? No, thank you.
What about my approach?
Is that, like, just really off the chart?
No, but some of them are very hardcore. Like,
I'm not scared of a dude trying to sell me hand cream.
Yeah,
like, I mean, is that intimidating? Really?
Well, in all honesty, yes, it is a little bit. And I can see them. No, and I 100%, right? People listening right now, you can text us 0480-21-945. Tell me you're not a little bit intimidated when you're all the way up at Woolies and they're all the way down at Target if you've been to Carousel and you can see them 500 metres off and you already start thinking about it. You're a little bit, oh no, what am I going to do? I don't want to get stopped.
This is like Frogger. I'm like, let's see if I can get past. It makes it sporty and competitive.
What about on Monday, just 2 days ago, forget shopping centres, I went upstairs to make everyone coffees and I walked up to the coffee machine and saw there was another colleague up there that I didn't want to have a conversation with. Yeah. So out came my phone.
Who was it?
Lock him in. 8:20's fine. Yep, that's good, Karen. Go for it, mate.
Right.
All good. That's the way I handle life.
Okay.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.